Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our 124th episode of ABC Islam and our 89th episode of our second series, Islamically Independent. We are two Muslim sisters talking about the ABCs of Islam all the way to XYZ. Today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, which was actually requested by one of our brothers who listened to our podcast. So thank you so much. And I know you know who you are because you this brother actually emailed us on abcislam100@gmail.com, which is our email. If you didn't already know, it's always in the description box of every podcast episode. And he actually discussed how he struggles with daydreaming, and he sometimes even daydreams for 4 to 5 hours a day. And he actually suggested that we make a podcast with Quranic quotes, references, or any Islamic advice on how to stop daydreaming. So inshallah, this podcast episode will not only benefit this brother who emailed us, but also to all of you who may struggle with this as well. And please share this with anyone who you know struggles with this habit as well. But inshallah, in this episode we'll be talking all about number one, what is daydreaming? Number two, why do people daydream? Number three, what does Islam say about daydreaming? And the last one, number four, is how do we cure daydreaming? And also, I'd like to also say that please bear with me, because if you can hear from my voice, I'm a little bit sick, so if you hear me coughing, that is why. But inshallah, you guys can see our dedication to the podcast episode. But yeah, we're going to get right into it, and I would just like to quickly introduce my sister. So how have you been doing, sister, and how is life?
Alhamdulillah, I've been amazing, and I'm really excited today to be sharing this platform with you to discuss a very important topic that I feel like not many people discuss, and that is all about daydreaming, which I'm really excited about as well. And how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I am good. As I said, I do have that cough, but also I wanted to mention that if you do want to give any more suggestions of any podcast episodes of the future, then please do make sure to email us, because we will check our emails inshallah more regularly, so we can make episodes customized to you. But if you'd like to know more about us, then please check out our trailer or alternatively description box below. Now, without any further ado, we're going to get right into it. And the first question I would like to really ask my sister is, what is daydreaming? What is the definition?
So for the definition part of the segment, I would like to read out from Google what we found, and I quote, "Daydreaming is a stream of consciousness that detaches from current external tasks when attention drifts to a more personal and internal direction. This phenomenon is common in people's daily life, shown by a large-scale study in which participants spend 47% of the waking time on average on daydreaming," end quote. And this clearly shows that daydreaming is it's kind of like an unspoken type of a bad habit that people have, because sometimes when we think about bad habits, we think about, you know, smoking and all this kind of stuff. But daydreaming is actually a very big problem, because number one, you are not getting to do all of the tasks that you're supposed to do that day or in that moment. And number two, it is wasting your time. It's not benefiting you in any shape or form just to like think about something for hours and hours. So I think that this is something that I feel like we should discuss definitely more in depth as the segment goes through. But I'd now like to move on to my sister and ask her, why do people daydream, and why do you think that those are the reasons?
So I definitely think that daydreaming is something that I feel like everyone has daydreamed before in their lives. And I think the first reason why people might daydream is because they're simply bored. So for example, I think that people can daydream a lot when they're in the toilet, for example, because that's when you maybe not are studying, you don't have anything to do, unless you're using a phone. I personally don't, but I know that my sister does. So, you know, daydreaming is something that happens when people actually get bored. So that's something that, you know, could be happening to you. The second reason why some people might daydream is actually because they actually are consuming specific content that keeps replaying in their head. So if you're someone who, for example, watches movies, or unfortunately, if you're watching inappropriate content, then those things that, you know, the human brain has been wired to actually replay in their head, they're going to keep replaying. So that's why you need to make sure they're really, really careful of what you're consuming, because if it is something like, let's say for some people, it can be good things to consume. So let's say you keep looking at rich houses, like, you know, beautiful mansions, and you keep daydreaming yourself that, you know, I really want to have this mansion, and you imagine yourself here. That can be quite good to an extent because you're thinking about your goals. But again, it can be destructive when you're procrastinating on this daydreaming and that you're not actually getting work done. And for some people, daydreaming can be when they watch inappropriate content and they actually start to think about that, which can actually be very harmful as well. So I would say that, you know, what you consume is really, really the key of what you're daydreaming about. And the last thing that I wanted to say, the last reason why people might daydream is also because of the hard tasks. So if the tasks, they're, you know, at hand, so as my sister said in the definition, you know, when you have current external tasks, they might be very boring, they might be difficult, they might be hard. And because you don't want to do these tasks, you just start daydreaming so that you just forget about, you know, the current task and that you can just enjoy, because especially men, I would say, they love to find fantasize. So you might just want to fantasize so that, you know, you get rid of this task that you're doing and you just feel like your life is becoming more enjoyable and pleasurable. So I think those are some of the reasons why people daydream.
Ooh, so these are the three reasons that I hope that everybody has listened to. What are the reasons why? These are, of course, our personal reasons, what we think daydreaming happens and why we actually daydream ourselves in our daily, and not our daily lives, but sometimes. And those are really good reasons. And I think they're quite logical as well. So now I'm going to be moving on to the next segment of the podcast, which is all about what does Islam say about daydreaming and how, you know, how we should address this, or what does it say? And in general, so what did you find?
So I think that there are two main good hadiths for this topic, and I'll be saying one and my sister will be saying one, inshallah. So the first one that I found is actually from Muslim, and this, I believe, is very specific references. If you want to check it out, is Mishkat hadith number 5298, volume 2, page 264, from Darul Kutub al-Ilmiyah. And I quote, "Be eager upon those things which benefit you," end quote. So this is actually a very specific hadith, and what this is really telling me is that you need to actually be doing things which will benefit you, and you need to be curious, and you need to be fulfilling your curiosity on things that will actually add value to your life. So for example, daydreaming, if you're getting eager about daydreaming, whether it's daydreaming about good things or whether it's daydreaming about bad things, you're getting eager on the wrong thing, because ultimately, daydreaming is not going to help you in any way. So I feel like, you know, even if you believe in, let's say, manifestation, law of attraction, make sure to watch our podcast or listen to our podcast episode about that, because we talk about law of attraction, whether it's halal or not. But you need to understand that just thinking about it all day, it's not going to get the work done. If you want to get rich, just thinking about it, it's not going to make you money. So you need to actually, as it says in the hadith, do things that will actually add value and will actually make it work. And also, if you want to talk about, you know, waswasa, so if you do get negative thoughts, then remember that as long as you do not act upon those negative thoughts, usually it is not a sin, according to what I have read. So don't be beating yourself up if you do get negative thoughts and that, you know, you feel like you're getting a sin, because according to what I've read on my research, of course, you can check it out properly if you want to, and don't quote me on this, but it's usually not a sin unless you act upon it. But moving on to essentially, just to summarize, I would say that really make yourself busy on doing things that will add value, because you daydreaming is not really benefiting you.
Ooh, that was a really good way of actually summarizing this amazing hadith, which was very short but powerful. And if I want to move on to my one, I would like to discuss what is narrated by Tirmizi, and it's also specifically narrated in Sharhul Arba'in, hadith number 12, page 94, and I quote, "Part of someone being a good Muslim is his leaving alone that which does not concern him," end quote. So I think this is quite self-explanatory in a way, because it tells you that a good Muslim is someone who leaves anything that is not concerning him, or it does not relate to him, or he should not be actually caring about in the first place. Because sometimes what people do is they daydream about problems that are not even happening in their life yet, for example, or they over plan things thinking that this might happen in the future, so I'd have to think about this now and daydream about it. For example, let's say if you're a married person, let's say, and you might dream about, you know, oh, which school are my kids going to go? Imagine if they went to madrasa, like, you know, how nice would it be if they become a hafiz? And you start daydreaming about that as a couple. That's not really benefiting your life in any shape or form. And that's just actually wasting your time from actually doing something with your own life right now. So being in the present moment is very important, and leave anything which is actually not concerning you. And do not try to, you know, be involved in drama or causing drama or even creating drama for your own in your head. So I think that's a really good way to actually look at this hadith, in my opinion. But if you have any other interpretation of that, then you can always email us or comment on us and you can tell us what you think. But now I'm going to be moving on to the next segment and the last segment, which is the most important one, which is all about how to cure daydreaming. So what are your three tips?
So I think that daydreaming is definitely something that, you know, is a chronic habit for some people. And I just want to clarify very quickly something that I actually read right below the hadith, which is the interpretation of one of the Maulanas. And they actually said that as long as the daydreaming does not interfere with the discharging of the religious obligations and the daydreaming itself does not consist of sinful things, then there should be no sin in it. However, if this daydreaming is not serving any purpose of its own, then it will be classed as engaging in matters which do not benefit in this world nor in the hereafter. Thus, it will be a waste of time. So that is how you classify whether your daydreaming is actually helping or not. But generally, I think the daydreaming in itself, like, you should just try to avoid it as much as possible, because we said that it's not really benefiting you. So if you want to reduce or completely stop daydreaming, the first tip that I would really give is to really identify why you daydream, because I think that it's really important to really find the reason and the why before you try to diagnose and solve the issue. So make sure you really ask yourself, you know, what is it specifically they're daydreaming about and why is it that you daydream? So if we go into the example that my sister said about, you know, the madrasa, and, you know, sending your kids to madrasa, if you're, for example, a married woman right now and you want to have kids, I think that you might want to think about, is it perhaps because you are actually watching videos of children becoming hafiz and, you know, becoming alimas and alims or imams? Or is it because perhaps you actually have friends whose children are becoming hafiz? So you need to really think about, you know, what is it that is making you daydream? And I think that's really, really important. And it can also be somewhat related to trauma. So if it is actually something negative you're overthinking about, so for example, overthinking about the worst case scenarios all the time, then it could be because you need to heal from something and you need to stop overthinking. So I think that it's really important to really figure out the trauma, if there is a trauma that lies behind it. The second tip that I would give if you want to actually stop daydreaming is to really be aware of your behavior triggers. So when is it that you're triggered to actually daydream? So I gave some of the reasons at the start of the podcast episode. So for example, if you're bored, or if you, for example, are, you know, doing a very difficult task that is not enjoyable. So if you feel like that's where you struggle with, so let's say you're always in school and in your, specifically in your history lessons, you just start to daydream. I would say that try to maybe let someone around you know that, you know what, in this specific class, I always get distracted and I start daydreaming. So can you please tell me when I'm starting to zone out? And I usually used to do that for a friend. So I had this one friend who used to be, I think it was an RE, and she used to actually fall asleep and daydream. So one of the other, and I would actually wake her up. I'll be like, come on, we need to do the lesson. Why are you sleeping? And then the teacher would also do the same. So if you need assistance in that way, then do that. And also, if there are any ways to make the task more enjoyable, try to also do that. So basically try to see the triggers and reduce or eliminate the triggers. And the last tip that I would give to stop daydreaming from my side is to actually try to use that time instead in the Islamic perspective and, you know, to focus on Allah. So on this article we were reading, it actually said about how instead of daydreaming about things which do not concern you with regards to this world nor the hereafter, you can divert this towards reflecting on the greatness of Allah, His merciful nature, His wisdom, and the way He deals with the creatures and all of these different things. So you can try to instead research on, you know, Islamic knowledge. You can try to, you know, really think about Allah at that time, which is what a lot of prophets used to do. Like, there were prophets who would, you know, for example, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi wasalam, he actually used to go to, you know, sometimes he would just sit there by himself and just think about God. And many, many prophets have done this, all of them, I would say. So you can actually use this time to think about Allah and build your connection with Him instead of daydreaming about your children becoming imams or that you're going to get a new Bugatti one day, you know, Andrew Tate reference right there. So there you go. That's for some of my tips on how to stop daydreaming.
Okay, and these are some really, really good tips when it comes to actually curing daydreaming and stuff. But I have, like, you know, a more on much easier ones to deal with, because this can be like really deep work that you have to do to be able to like get rid of these bad habits and stuff. And my first tip will be to make a to-do list, very simple, which is to basically make sure that you get yourself busy, which is related to my next tip as well. And just try to make sure that you are busy most of the time, because when you're busy, then you don't have enough time to actually daydream. That's just the truth. And if you have a good night's sleep as well, that can also help you in a way to actually stop daydreaming, because sometimes some people are so tired because they didn't sleep enough, they just start daydreaming about random things when they're in school or when they're in a lesson, as my sister said about that girl which was very funny actually when I was when I was listening to it. And yeah, I feel like having a full life makes it so much more interesting, and also you find it much easier to actually get rid of daydreaming, because you don't have to think about imaginary things or things that are not even happening yet. So that's a really good way to do that, and that would make sure you're busy with your life and everything. And at the same time, I don't know what the third one, yeah, my sister's gonna say my third one because she wrote
I'll let her explain it, but it says to daydream at a specific time.
Oh, so basically you basically allocate in a day, like for 5-10 minutes, you're going to daydream about this. But at the same time, I feel like if you do that, that loses the, you know, the essence of daydreaming, because you just start daydreaming randomly, right? But if you put a timer on it and you just think about that thing for 10 minutes, you know, it's it's very weird in a way. But that can be a really good way to put boundary, I would say. I think that's a really good way to put boundary on yourself and say that, you know what, I'm not going to think about this anymore, only for this 10-15 minutes, and that's it. And I think that's a really good way to give a boundary, and those will be my tips basically.
No, and also I was gonna say that I feel like a lot of people use this for stress. So when they're stressed about something, they write it on a post-it note, and then in the last 10 minutes of the day they think about it and they solve those issues rather than getting distracted when they're working. So if that's you, write it on a post-it note and then think about it later. And I actually just thought of one very randomly right now, which I think is more medically you know, good, which is that if you're really having trouble focusing, I think you should go to the doctor and ask, you know, because you might have things like ADHD, which is becoming very common nowadays, to actually for people to be suffering from ADHD and, you know, other illnesses and, you know, autism, all of these things. Like, don't ever feel afraid or ashamed to go to the doctors and tell them that you're feeling trouble focusing or that you can't concentrate or you start daydreaming a lot, because that could be a sign or a symptom of a disorder or conditions such as autism or ADHD. So don't feel afraid to do that, I would say. But that was basically all of our tips that we had to stop daydreaming and everything that you need to know, inshallah. But alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of our wonderful podcast episode today. We really hope that inshallah you've learned something new. If you do not already know, we upload weekly on Islamically Independent series here on ABC Islam. If you're excited, then please subscribe or follow us on our podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Most platforms are free and you don't even need to log on. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah bless us all, and we will inshallah see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.